I've lived in Arkansas all my life. I knew a young girl in this county. Her name was Winnie Flemister. She was a beautiful girl and well educated, but she was jealous. Her mother thought she'd kill her. She had said, threatened her life, but she killed her father one morning as he lay asleep. Well, the law was out that day and pronounced her crazy. They'd taken her on to Little Rock that day, where she stayed, spent several years in Little Rock, and now she's at Benton. I guess she is 88 year old. Her father and mother's dead. Her brother was appointed her guardian. He died, and then her sister, Jo, was appointed her guardian, and she's dead. So she's all alone now in Benton, Arkansas. Is that good enough? Well, my mother, Delia Brady, was my mother. She lived at Mountain Valley. And one of her neighbors, her husband was sick. They had the doctor. She couldn't read or write. So the doctor left some medicine and told her ever so many hours to give him a dose, but she couldn't read. And she just gave him the whole bottle. And he's still asleep. He hasn't waked up yet. Johnny, well, I knew two young girls. Their parents was gone, and they was spending the night with each other. So they had to get up. And when they got up, they saw in the mirror a colored man under their bed. Well, they run about 2 miles to a neighbor's house and got these people up, and they went. And this colored man was still under the bed when this man got there. Well, they got him and had him arrested, and he went to jail, and his sentence was deep. They sentenced him heavy. But he didn't harm the girls. My maiden name was Lily Brady, and so my parents didn't want me to marry Elsie McGrew, so I was going to town with my daddy on a lumber wagon one day, one Saturday. So my boyfriend came along in a wagon, so I got out and got in the wagon with him, went on to town. There was a little Justice of Peace office there in Hot Springs, down on Benton. We went down there. I got one of my lady friends, Ollie Godwin, to go with me for a witness. So anyway, they had a little trial. Some old country people was having a trial, some farmers. But they stopped that, and the Justice of Peace married us. And when he got through marrying us, there was a little paper up on the wall says, "Keep your temper, for I'm sure no one else don't want it." So I told my husband to read that, and his face was as red as fire. I thought he was going to pass out.
Now, wait a minute, Johnny, till I get, let me see how to start. Well, I don't know how to tell this, but this is the truth. Anyway, my mother's cousin lived out from Little Rock. She was about 12 year old. Her name was Katie, and her sister's name was Jody. Well, an old colored man and his wife lived on the farm. And they had been around this old man all of their life. So one morning, it rained a little, and they told their parents they was going fishing on the branch a little while. So they went. They was gone quite a while. And the youngest girl came back and just fell on the porch. She is out of breath. And they asked her what was wrong. And this old man, this colored man's name, they called him Uncle Bill. She said, well, Uncle Bill had killed Katie. So they got the law and went and found her. He had raped her and threw her in a brush pile. But she lived. Well, they had trial. And when it come the day for him to be killed, that's when they hung. They didn't have the electric chair. Her father was the one that took his life. And his wife was crying. And her father told this old lady he'd give her 3 hours to get out of town or he'd kill her. Now, this is the truth, Jane.